From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have said that they have seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. VOA's Robert Rafael has this update.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bayhasan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
VOA's Robert Rafael. The Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province of Deir al-Zour and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. In a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, spelled out several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and a challenge in the opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress on Wednesday. President Xi told more than 200 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People Wednesday that China was entering a new era of, quote, socialism with Chinese characteristics. He promised that Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said that the government would play a bigger role in managing state-owned firms. In Washington, this is VOA. Spain's top court has ruled that Catalonia's independence referendum is illegal, saying the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution. We have more in this report from Lucy Fielder.
Behind bars on Tuesday, the leaders of Catalonia's two main separatist groups, pending trial for sedition as Spain's worst political crisis in decades deepens. They're jailing Monday night, sparking protests and a government walkout on Tuesday. Catalonia is refusing to renounce its symbolic declaration of independence. Madrid has given Catalan leaders until Thursday to do so.
I això és el que nosaltres insistim i que és el que mateix que direm dijous. Dijous els direm, escolti, no direm res diferent que dilluns. Volen seure i parlem. Hi ha un clamor de parli vostès que poden. Nosaltres volem i podem. Altres no volen.
So it looks ever more likely that Spain will impose direct rule on the autonomous region. Also under investigation, Catalonia's police chief, accused of failing to order his force to impose a ban on the independence referendum last month. While the two pro-independence leaders are accused of helping to orchestrate protests, the Catalan government accusing Madrid of taking political prisoners. A reminder of life under dictator General Franco, when Catalan culture was suppressed.
Lucy Fielder reporting. The White House is reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel. The Justice Department says it will vigorously defend the president's lawful action, according to the White House, contending that its proclamation on restricted travel was issued after extensive administration-wide security. Immigrants and people on business or tourist visas are blocked from Chad, Libya, and Yemen. Visitors from Somalia may come to the U.S. while immigrants are barred, and in the case of Venezuela, only certain government officials are disallowed. At least 52 people are dead and 200 more wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near a training center in Gardez, the capital of Paktia province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center and engaged with a shootout with police. And thousands more Rohingya refugees have crossed the border from Myanmar into Bangladesh since late Sunday, the United Nations Refugee Agency said on Tuesday, bringing to 582,000 the number of Rohingya who have fled the country since August 25. It's estimated that between 10 and 15,000 more people are waiting to cross near the border into Bangladesh. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.